Hello, my name is Caleb Cullison, and I am from Ojai, California, which is near Santa Barbara in Ventura County. The reason why I'm taking physics is because it's required by my major. My major is kinesiology with the emphasis of pre-physical therapy. I do like physics. I've found it much more interesting than chemistry myself. I think that physics can explain chemistry and physics can explain biology, but you can't say that about the opposite. You can't biology and chemistry can't explain physics. So physics is kind of the underlying principle of most all sciences. I think that physics studies nature in its broadest sense. Physics can explain a lot of technology. There isn't any real complicated technological advances that don't include physics. The interesting thing about physics is if there's any one subject that's going to explain reality or explain what's exactly going on the Earth or in the universe, it's going to be physics. The importance of the problem-solving method that Tony has us use is very important because it requires you to articulate that you know everything about the problem that you're going to be solved. So the diagram aspect of it causes you to put a problem in a three-dimensional manner and kind of so you can see what's going on, so you can get an idea of, you can take any problem and put it into just a visual image. And I think that's important because anybody can just write down a bunch of numbers and come out with an answer, like he says. So the diagram is very important, and I think that's pretty key. The reasoning is very important. I think the reasoning might be maybe the most important and probably the most difficult thing to do. But the reasoning causes you to really prove that you know exactly why you're doing the problem, why you're moving on from one step to the next, and it just pretty much proves that you know, you understand the diagram, and you know why you're taking the steps that you are to solve the problem. The solution is pretty much very simple. It just requires just the steps in math, but it's hard to get a solution, especially if you don't know the steps that you need to take to get it. So I think that the problem-solving method is, it's difficult, but it's one that encompasses and proves that you know exactly what you're doing and not just memorizing how to do a problem. So you can also apply it to anything that you do, any type of schoolwork that you can do. If you use the problem-solving method, I think it pretty much just proves that you know what you're doing. I do like college. I'm actually graduating very soon, so I'm going to be graduating in December. I've had a good time at San Diego State. I think that they make you jump through a lot of hoops that you probably don't need to jump through. I'm sure every major's like that, but I think college, at least undergrad, makes you be a well-rounded individual before you exit out in the 4 years. So I think every major, they just make you take a lot of classes that have nothing to do with your major, which kind of sucks, but in the same sense, it might give you some directions and what you want to do when you exit, and it just makes you a well-rounded student. What I expect from college is I expect to to learn everything I need to enter the field that I'm going into, which is physical therapy, I think physics will definitely have helped me understand a lot of things, and it's just kind of enlightened me as far as you can apply physics to the human body, which is very interesting. So physics just isn't about what I think most people think it is. I think you can apply it to a lot more things than people think. So I think physics is very important for all science majors, and I'm glad that I had to take it.